Again, it's the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. And we want to congratulate Christopher Black, who has been a guest on our program several times in the past. He is a Toronto lawyer, and his case has been finally, the last appeal by the prosecution was heard, and the court, International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, has acquitted General Augustin Ndindirimana. And think about this. Augustin Ndindirimana was living with his family in Belgium. He was arrested, taken to Tanzania, and he's been incarcerated for 11 years. And now he has been acquitted. And all this time, actually, if you were to ask anybody who knew much about what happened in Rwanda, including General Dallaire, they didn't have a bad word to say about him. However, he was prosecuted, and 11 years of his life. I knew the general somewhat. I guess the word is no. I recall once visiting his family, a very lovely family, and they were all working. They were all studying. I was so very impressed with them, and he had a very handsome son that I remember shaking hands with. And that son developed, I think it was brain cancer, and the poor general was incarcated in Arusha, Tanzania. He requested a chance to see his son, and that was denied. He was never allowed to, and though this is a presumed innocent man who, after 11 years, was shown to be an innocent man. Now, he joined several others in what I call the United Nations Gulag, this wonderful institution. You've all heard about it, the United Nations. They have five or six, I'm sorry if I don't know the number exactly, it might be eight, individuals who have been released, were acquitted. That is to say, they're innocent. However, they have nowhere to go. The country from which they were extracted to put them on trial in Arusha will not take them back. And everyone's quiet about that. Why are we quiet? If you, in the name of the United Nations and all the its signatories, you take someone from his home, and then you and you say, I'm going to put you on trial. Okay, you put him on trial. Now you acquit him, but you don't go and knock on the door and say, you have to take him back. This is an innocent man. And how do I know? Well, we put him on trial. So they sit there in a halfway house. This is worthy of Kafka, or Orwell. If you choose your author who talks about how institutions become brutal and inhumane and dishonest and hypocritical. But anyway, there they sit, and it's terrible. General Ndindirimana is in that number. He's not going home to Belgium. I haven't heard of any news that he's leaving for Belgium, which is where he belongs, with a wonderful family who've gone through this agony, and they lost a son, as I mentioned. Christopher Black, as far as I know, is on his way returning to Toronto as we speak. So we perhaps next week we will be fortunate enough to ask him about all these matters. So you're listening to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5. I want to thank you very much, and I want to thank Phil Conlon and Andy, and we'll see you next week.